Michael Norton is a Harvard Business School professor, and he studied the connection between money and happiness. Think about that, the connection between money and happiness. So he asked 2,000 people who had a net worth of at least $1 million how happy they are and how much money they would need to be, quote unquote, perfectly happy. Norton said, here's, I'm quoting from him, all the way up the income wealth spectrum, basically everyone says they'd need 2 or 3 times as much money. Well, as Solomon reflected on wealth, he observed that people have all they need but never enjoy it. Listen to what he says. Ecclesiastes 6, 1 through 2. There is an evil that I have seen under the sun, and it lies heavily on mankind. A man to whom God gives wealth, possessions, and honor, so that he lacks nothing of all that he desires, yet God does not give him the power to enjoy them, but a stranger enjoys them. This is vanity. It is a grievous evil. The Hebrew word in this verse, there is often used in adages to assert the existence of a particular situation that occurs sometimes. So in this particular verse, Solomon is saying this doesn't always happen, but sometimes it happens. May not be the rule, but I have observed this, that there are many wealthy people who are not able to enjoy their resources. So what would be a situation where you didn't enjoy your resources? Well, maybe illness hits, or a marriage dissolves, or you have a lot of money, but your kids are estranged. In countries around the world, many have to hide their wealth from oppressive rulers. Maybe Solomon was thinking about a person who hoarded their money and never used it to enjoy life. Maybe Solomon was describing a person who never enjoyed what they have because they always are striving for more. How fortunate is the person with resources? How miserable is the person who can't enjoy them? I believe there are two big takeaways from today's passage. First, when we mistakenly view our wealth as something we have earned rather than a gift from God, we'll never be able to truly enjoy our resources. Our hearts will never be truly satisfied apart from Jesus. Secondly, we need to enjoy the resources that God gives us. That enjoyment includes being generous to those around us. Today, we can enjoy all that God has provided. We can do that right now, today, and give Him thanks for His great blessing. So, Father, remind us that You're the owner of all things. Everything we have is a gift from You. Help us to enjoy the resources You provide and be generous with those in need. May we always be those who have an eternal perspective with our wealth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.